Good evening. It's little wonder that King Charles is said to be greatly encouraged by today's announcement of his return to royal duties. So far, this has been a tough year for him and the royal family. Both he and Princess of Wales were diagnosed with cancer. A few brief glimpses aside, the King has been out of the spotlight since early February when he began receiving outpatient care for his still undiagnosed cancer. But after doctors said they were both pleased and encouraged by his progress, the King will next week start returning to public-facing role. It will, however, be a carefully calibrated comeback.
The King is to begin a phased return to public-facing royal duties as early as next week, Buckingham Palace has announced. His Majesty's treatment for cancer is progressing well enough to allow him to be more active, and his first engagement will be next Tuesday with a visit to a cancer treatment centre with Queen Camilla. The good news was marked with the release of a new photo of the King and Queen taken just a few weeks ago. It comes ahead of what would usually be a busy summer schedule, and Buckingham Palace says the King will take things on a case-by-case basis. Here's our royal editor, Chris Shipp, on the King's return.
This is the garden of Buckingham Palace 2 weeks ago, but this photograph of the King and Queen was released this evening to accompany what is, finally, a little piece of good news from the royal household. Following the King's attendance at the Easter Sunday service here at Windsor, when his doctors allowed him not only to go into St George's Chapel, but also to meet those who had gathered outside.
You're very brave to stand out here and go with you.
Things had been looking up for a return to public engagement, and that was confirmed tonight in a 6 p.m. statement from the palace. His Majesty the King will shortly return to public-facing duties after a period of treatment and recuperation following his recent cancer diagnosis. And the King and Queen, said the statement, remain deeply grateful for the many kindnesses and good wishes they have received from around the world throughout the joys and challenges of the past year. Since the King's diagnosis, there were a number of significant royal events that Queen Camilla had to attend on her own. Next week, monarch and consort will go together to a cancer treatment centre to meet patients and medics. The King wants to continue to grow the awareness of the early diagnosis of cancer.
I think it's really been a wake-up call. Remember, one in two of us will get cancer. And I know it's something we don't want to think about and we want to forget. But really, if we find it early, then a lot can be done. So I think it's people don't be worried about symptoms. If you've got symptoms you're worried about, go and see your doctor.
After next week, the King's doctors will have to assess each engagement individually. They have already green-lighted a state visit to the UK from the Emperor of Japan. But still to be decided is the King's own birthday parade, trooping the colour on the 15th of June. Royal Ascot is also up in the air where some of the King's horses may race. And the biggest decision for his doctors will be whether to allow a potential state visit to Australia in the autumn.
I think the most difficult thing for him was that he was really getting into his stride as head of state and he was doing so much and then suddenly he was kind of confined to base. Obviously, he was able to fulfil his constitutional duties during that time, but it's not quite the same as being out and meeting people, which is what he really enjoys. So I think we'll be really pleased to see him and I'm sure he'll be delighted to be out and about again.
Being out and about and meeting people is what the King likes best. He might not be able to be in crowds like this, but on the long and uncertain path to recovery, it is a step in the right direction.
Well, our royal editor Chris Shipp and health correspondent Rebecca Barry join me. Rebecca, what is being done to protect the King's health?
Well, the palace has never actually revealed the type of cancer the King has, nor the treatment he's receiving. But today they've disclosed that while his treatment continues, doctors are sufficiently pleased with his progress that he can get back to some public work. But his engagements will be adapted to protect his health. We know, for example, that chemotherapy can make you immunosuppressed. It can put you at risk of infections. And some might ask, is it safe for the King to be meeting people indoors, for example? Well, apparently he will, but the engagements will be reviewed very closely to protect his health. Others might ask simply whether the King is taking on too much. We're told that the pacing of his activities will be carefully calibrated with his medical team. And finally, I think we've had a bit of an insight into his state state of mind today. We're told that he's greatly encouraged to be getting back to public work and that he's very grateful to his medical team. Every 2 minutes in the UK, someone's diagnosed with cancer. And I think a lot of people across the country will be really empathising with everything he's going through right now.
Yeah, I'm sure. And Chris, some positive news for the royal family after what has been a difficult few months.
Yeah, I mean, anyone watching any news bulletin will know just how difficult things have been for them, not just the King, but also everything about his daughter-in-law, Kate. Look, the King has been very frustrated in these last few months. It's not as if he's not been working. He's still met the Prime Minister. He's still been able to do audiences, but they've all been behind palace doors. This isn't, therefore, about a return to work. It's about a return to being with members of the public, which is something he couldn't do. And as Rebecca was saying, it's all about his immunity. He can now be people, but not in the same way as he was doing before. If you look at those crowded pictures at the end of my report just there, we won't be able to do that. Now, look, the picture that they released this evening, I think most people will agree, it looks very nice. They look very happy. Probably important to point out that the King is not looking to camera, so it's quite hard to assess. But he certainly looks, you know, healthy in the pictures that we've been given by Buckingham Palace tonight. But, you know, on the long road, on the path to recovery, anyone who's had cancer will know that this is important to have those small elements of progress. And this is exactly what that is.
Indeed it is. OK, Chris, Rebecca, thank you both.
And finally, for decades, Friday night has been party night. But when people start letting their hair down at the close of the morning week, the weekends are Britain's towns and cities have traditionally been all about nightlife. Pubs and clubs packed to the rafters with revelers. But that seems to be changing along with people's priorities as they choose to do things different at different times.
John Ray, News at 10.
And that's it for tonight. Thank you and have a great weekend.